Dear distinguished members of the committee, thank you very much for your questions. With respect to the question and the issue of the coordination of the policies regarding the children's rights, I would like to underline and repeat that the national mechanism for the elaboration, monitoring and evaluation of action plans on the rights of the child is the main mechanism for the coordination between the relevant ministries, the different competent ministries, the General Secretariat for Coordination and the National Commission for Human Rights. Actually, the national mechanism adopted the National Action Plan in June 2021 and has also been involved in the planning and the monitoring of the current action plan. The actions that have already been implemented or are being implemented are actually systematically monitored in the context of the frequent meetings of the mechanism. And the national mechanism is also the responsible to make major decisions regarding action plans, and not only the current action plan, but also future action plans. And in fact, on April 13, during the last meeting, on April 13, 2022, it was unanimously decided that children participate in the consultation process. And it was also decided that in November 2022, the consultation process for the next national action plan will start. Also, a proof that the national mechanism is the major mechanism for the coordination of all policies regarding children's rights is the close cooperation of UNICEF Greece, which also participates in the mechanism. And actually, the programmatic agreement between the ministry and the UNICEF will be signed by the Minister of Justice. With respect to the coordination at the governmental level, I would like to underline and repeat that at the end of each year, there's a consolidated government policy plan for the coming year that is presented to the Cabinet of Ministers. The plan incorporates all relevant policies, and it is systematically monitored on a monthly basis by the Coordination Secretariat of the government through relevant milestones and indicators. Regarding the houses of the child, I'd like to underline that the House of the Child of Athens and Piraeus have been fully operational since the beginning of December 2021. They're fully functioning, conducting forensic interviews and assisting the judicial, prosecutorial and investigative authorities, providing social support services to the victim's families, special protection measures and general support measures to the victim and his and her or her family. Finally, the House of the Child of Thessaloniki is also making progress, and it will probably be operational during the last part of year 2022. Regarding the optional protocol on child pornography and child prostitution, I would like to underline that all the relevant crimes described in the protocol are punished by the Greek Penal Code. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. I'm giving now the floor to the